Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I have with me today Prophet Bobby Connor. We're going to discuss the subject of the supernatural and how you as a believer have authority in that realm. Yes. So Bobby, thank you so much for coming on the program with us today. Our viewers are going to be so blessed by the wealth of wisdom and knowledge and revelation that is within you.
I'm delighted to be here. We sure appreciate the ministry God's put in your hands and appreciate how faithful you are to the body of Christ. And thank you for the TV programs. It trains people, it equips them, it gets them ready to face the task that's at hand.
Oh, thank you. Well, we just love serving God and His people. And media today is so amazing because, you know, when you're out ministering, as we have been doing for many years, you know, meeting by meeting by meeting, it's so wonderful. You get hands-on, you know, interaction with people and that. But you can only reach so many people. But in media today, the way that God has given insight to mankind concerning the internet and that, not only can you broadcast by television, get out to millions at a time, but through the internet, it lives on and on and on and on. And so people are still watching programs that we've done with you, Bobby, from years, because we've been doing media with you for many years. But they're online watching you from years ago and still feasting and getting fed. It just lives on. So we're so grateful to be serving the Lord in this realm of media.
Yeah, these are the most crucial days in human history, and God has let us live. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
He could have chosen anybody. He could have chosen anybody out of the book of Hebrews or anything like that, but He chose us. So one day I was strutting around about that. Oh, God, You've got confidence in us. And He spoke to me, said, yes, I finally found me a people weak enough to work in. Now, not weak in character, not weak in integrity, not weak in morals, but weak in our own ability.
Right.
We choose to embrace John 15:5. Mm-hmm. Without Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, through Him, and by Him, we can do all things.
Right.
So God is going to show His people how valuable they are to Him. He's divested in them the kingdom power of God.
Amen.
To change this whole earth. And
amen.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade these days for any other days in human history.
No, not for anything.
This is the time to arise and shine. It's Isaiah 60, arise, shine. Deep darkness will cover the nations, but the Lord's light will be seen upon you. I love Isaiah 50, verse 4. It said, I'll give you the tongue of a taught one, that you'll know how to reply to the people that ask you, how do we navigate these dark days? Here's how we navigate it. Nehemiah 9:20. Nehemiah 9:20 said, He gave His good spirit to instruct us and withheld not His manna from our mouth. So God's going to feed us heavenly food during these dark days.
Amen.
He's going to give us the Holy Ghost of God to instruct us. And that's what we need. We need Holy Ghost power, don't we?
Right.
Human power won't get us through it.
It definitely won't work. You know, Paul gave a warning. He said that in the last days they would be treacherous times. And then he gave signs of those times. One of the signs was that there would be a people that would hold to a form of godliness but would deny the power of the kingdom. And he said, avoid such ones as that. Now, in today's program, we want to talk about the supernatural because, you know, we are kingdom people. And the kingdom of God is more than a natural kingdom. It is a supernatural, divine kingdom in which we have the King of Kings overseeing this realm. He is our King. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. And when you read about His works, they're supernatural works. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He, you know, the seas were split open. You know, I mean, just miracles. This whole book is full of that supernatural dementia. But many believers are stuck in just kind of a churchianity. And I love church. I think everyone should attend a good church and, you know, congregate together. I support that. Love that. I belong to a local church. I endorse it. But Just attending a service isn't what God's called us to do. So today's program, you're going to help us understand how to live in that realm of the supernatural, because we've been given power and authority.
That's right. I love Luke 10:19. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Behold, observe this. I have given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And in that one little passage, he uses two different words for power. Here's what he actually says. "I give you authority to negate the devil's ability." Now, what ability does the devil have? John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes but for to steal, kill, and to destroy." Right. But Jesus said, "I've come that you'd have power to bind that." Matthew 18:18 says, "Whatever you bind on earth will have been bound for you in heaven." Mm-hmm. So we've got to start exercising this kingdom right. authority. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:20, "Now are we ambassadors for Christ." And the word ambassador means a senior representative sent out with power and authority. So I said, "Lord, how much power and authority do we have?" He said, "The same amount as the one that sent you." Matthew 28:18 says, "All power, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth." So we've been endued with power. Mm-hmm. Here's a verse that God has just I can even quote it, my heart vibrates. It's Philippians 2:13. "It is God that works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Can you imagine we can do something that'll bring the King good pleasure?
Yeah.
Whatever that is, that's our number one goal. That's our highest quest, is to bring King Jesus good pleasure. So I started scouring this Bible from cover to cover. What could I do that would bring God good pleasure? I found it. It's Luke 12:32. It says, "Oh, shuddering, shivering little flock, yeah. don't be so fearful. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
Amen.
It brings Father God good pleasure to find a people mature enough that He can give kingdom authority to.
Yes.
And we are to volunteer. It says in Psalms 110, verse 3, "In the day of His power," that's now, right. "His troops," that's us, "will volunteer freely."
Right.
So we need to say, "God, don't strain your eyes." It says 2 Chronicles 16:9, "The eyes of the Lord roving to and fro." What are you looking for, God? "I'm looking for me a people whose heart is upright." And the Hebrew says, "has no agenda but mine." Mm-hmm. Has no agenda but His agenda. He said, "When I find them, I'll fully support all they put their hands to do."
Amen.
Oh, people.
Oh, wow. You know, we were in a meeting recently where God was moving in power. There were some healings. You know, people's headaches were leaving their bodies. There was, you know, frozen shoulders were being released. People's knees were being healed. It was just awesome. Uh-huh. We were rejoicing in what God was doing. And, you know, we'd been praying into this and believing for God to work these miracles, and He was responding, you know. But what was sad for me was that there were still people in wheelchairs, still people in cots that had come that were not healed. Now, that very night, a woman who had been not able to walk for 10 years got off of her cot and is now walking without a walker, without aid or support. That's awesome. We are rejoicing in that, and we don't negate that. That is amazing. But what about the others?
Yeah.
And when I study the scriptures, it says that Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil, all, because He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with dunamis power. Yeah. Now, the day's got to come, Bobby, when we, the people of God, have pressed into God and laid hold of this living revelation within us that all will be healed, all the oppressed will be set free. You know, the light goes in, you know, brilliant light extinguishes all the darkness.
Yes.
And I mean, that's not too big of a dream to dream, is it?
No, that's the kingdom. That kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God is going to do that. I asked three questions, Patricia, all over the earth. I asked three questions. If not now, when? If not here, where? If not you, who? Somebody's going to get back everything that Adam gave up. And I want it to be this generation.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God is going to release His power. Power like we've not seen before. It's going to take that to turn the scoffers to Christ.
Right.
It says, "And multitudes believed on Him when they saw the miracles He did." You know, there's people, I've even had pastors go, "I don't think we need that supernatural stuff." I think if we don't have the supernatural, we disqualify ourselves from being a New Testament church.
Amen.
Mark 16:20, they had validated power, didn't it? Said they went out and preached, and God confirmed and vindicated what was being said with signs following.
Right.
So we need miracles.
We need miracles. I had a a friend, and actually a friend of yours also, who when he was just getting to know God, mm-hmm. he would spend hours and hours and hours in the presence of the Lord, just pressing in, and you know, he'd say, Lord, I just want your manifest yeah. glory, I want your manifest yeah. power. And he would seek it because he was hungry. Yeah. He would say, I'm the hungriest man on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And he would just press in for more and more of God. Well, God started visiting him because he pursued God and broke yeah. into a realm. Mm-hmm. And as he grew, he would go after more and more things. He'd get a glimpse, because if we yeah. see it, we can have yeah. it. Yeah. And if we go after it and hold on, mm-hmm. hold on to the Lord and say, I'm not letting go until, mm-hmm. I'm not letting go until I see this promise yeah. manifest within my life. So he actually went after that in realms of healing, mm-hmm. especially healing. And when he would walk into a room, there was such faith mm-hmm. for healings that he could have said golden banana yeah. and healings would break out yeah. because he had contended for that realm. Now, can you share with us what you know about contending for those realms? Yeah. Like, how can I, as a believer, have more of the supernatural operating in my yeah. life? What are the ingredients? What does it take?
Okay. First of all, it takes a hungry, desperate heart. For 10 years now, the Holy Spirit has been fanning the flame of discontentment within the hearts of God's people. What they feel in their heart is a divine dissatisfaction. God is not going to let them settle for less than what God wants to give them. So that's that dissatisfaction. So it starts with a hungry heart. Psalms 42, as a little desert deer pants after the water brook. See, right. if you get desperate, and the Bible said if we'll seek Him, we'll find Him.
Right.
But Jeremiah says we have to seek Him with all of our heart.
Right.
Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13 says, you'll find me when you search for me and seek for me with all your heart. And
right.
we can't do it if we're half-hearted.
You know, I'm just getting something, Bobby, as you're sharing that, because I think this is such an important yeah. element. But I'm sensing that there's some of you that are watching this program and you're saying, I've been hungry and I pursued God in that hunger and I pursued Him and I pursued Him and nothing happened. I didn't yeah. get the manifestation of what I was believing for. But what I'm sensing is the Lord said, just take up where you left off, because you got discouraged, but the breakthrough is right around mm-hmm. the corner, right around the corner. And I think, Bobby, yeah. that so often we just get to that point where we say, I'm afraid to believe anymore, because yeah. what if I keep believing and nothing happens?
I've got a verse for him. Here it is, Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:35 says, don't throw away your confidence, because your confidence, your hope, your trust in God has with it a great recompense of reward. The devil's been doing everything he can to get you to give up on your dream, to throw in your vision, just give it up. You tried it, it didn't work. Listen, Joel 2:25, God said, I will restore all the years a cankerworm has eaten. This is a time and a season of restoration. God is going to restore. God
Amen.
Is going to, He's going to fulfill their dreams. The Lord said, Bobby, on earth, this sound is almost muted, but in heaven it's loud. I said, Lord, I don't understand what sound you're talking about. He said, it's the sound of the breaking of a heart and the shattering of dreams. He said, on earth it's almost muted, but in heaven it's amplified. See, God is touched when our heart's broken. God is touched when our dreams are shattered. And He is a God that's going to restore back the dreams. It says every one of His promises will be fulfilled. Not a single one of them will fall mm-hmm. to the ground. So what we've got to do is realize we're in a season now of seeking His presence.
Yes.
That's what we've got to do. We've got to seek His presence. In His presence, He's going to release something far greater than His power.
Amen.
He'll give us His authority. His authority trumps His power.
We're going to take a break right now, Bobby, but when we get back, I want you to help us fully understand the difference between power and authority
okay.
and how we can seek each of them individually yeah. so that we have both of them yeah. operating in our life. We'll be right back.
The Glory School changed my life. Patricia's insights brought me to a deeper, more personal relationship with God Himself. Everyone needs to hear this message.
Order The Glory School by Patricia King, an 18 CD set with 15 lessons on the glory realm. This set can be yours for only $59 plus shipping, $150 value. To order, call 866-980-5464, television offer 312. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
Here he comes.
So, Bobby, we're talking about authority in the supernatural dimension. I was just at a luncheon the other day where a prophet was sharing some insight that he had had for this year. And he said, God's going to move us into authority. He's going to move his church into authority. We've been operating in some power, but now it's authority. And it was a really clear word. But can you, once again, because you're getting the exact same thing, is can you define for us the difference between power and authority? Because we are to operate in both in the supernatural dimensions of the kingdom.
Power is wonderful. We love that, but authority is better. And I'll give an illustration. Have you ever been maybe in a large city and maybe the electrical power has gone down, the street light is stopped, and they get a policeman out there to direct traffic? He's got one whistle and a glove. But here can be five lanes of traffic, and you go, and it's not the whistle and the glove that stops all the cars. It's his authority.
Right.
See, he couldn't stop five lanes of traffic with a whistle and a white glove.
Right.
But behind the glove, behind the whistle, is all the municipal authorities. See, and that's the way it is with us. When we find out authority has been delegated to us through God, we'll understand it's not just what we can do, it's what he can do. See, the devil's really not afraid of us, but he's really afraid of our elder brother. So when we step into that authority, when we speak, we're speaking his word. And remember, it says, we need to start declaring what God has already made available to us, and there's power in the proclamation.
Right.
We can decree a thing and it'll happen. I'll tell you about the devil. He only operates on what he hears, and he's a legalist. So you can start declaring what God says about a situation, even though the situation doesn't look like that. And you can declare it long enough, it'll change the whole dynamic of that circumstance. I love, remember 2 Kings, where the Shunammite woman, remember, her son was dead, her husband was cold and indifferent. And so the prophet says, is it okay with you? And she said, it's well with me, it's well with my husband, well with my son.
Right.
Now, is that a delusional woman? No, that's a woman that could see past what she saw.
Right.
That's a woman that understood authority. She understood, I got this from God, I'm going to go back to God and get it renewed. And so authority is really important. We need authority. He told me, he said, I'm going to get my people into my presence. And in that presence of God, that's where we get that anointing of his authority.
Yeah, come on.
Authority is really important. It says about the early church. Remember, it said they looked at those disciples and they perceived that they were ignorant and untrained, but they took notice of them. They'd been with Jesus.
Boy, and that's the key. And we're going to discuss that key in a few moments, because God's given you some real big insight into that. But I think this is so powerful. And I just want to encourage you viewers to get a hold of this, because Jesus has already given us this delegated authority.
Yes.
So when he says go in his name, he's actually saying, you go as me. He even said, as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. And so we are actually, literally, Jesus' body in the earth, not just as a presence, but in authority and to the releasing of power. Now, every year on the Day of Atonement, and this, you've been doing this for years, I think, 19, 20 years now, that you meet with God, you seek God, and God visits you on the Day of Atonement with revelation right from his heart, right from the heavenly realm. And these journals, because you journal them in the shepherd's rod, and you so graciously give these words to the body through that, and our viewers can get it on your website, which is on the screen right now. But in one of these times when you were spending these hours of waiting on God, he just came and released this revelation about authority. So can you share that with us?
I want to share a verse. This is a very important verse. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 6 and 7 in the Amplified Version. Paul says, yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden, but is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, nor of this world, nor of the leaders and the ruler of this age who are being brought to nothing. Verse 7, but rather, what we're setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding and now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God has devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us up into the glory of his presence. Now, when we get into His presence, that's where He releases this anointing. I tell you guys, nothing is more important than seeking the face of God. Psalms 27 says, "You said, seek my face, and my heart cried back, oh God, your face I'm going to seek." Psalms 91 verse 1 talks about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Well, you and I need to find out how to get still before God. I like to never figure out this verse, Patricia. Psalms 46, 10 and 11, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." So I thought, it can't mean be motionless. So I finally figured it out. The Lord showed me the word "be still" is the word for breathless. Something unfurls in front of us that's so magnificent, so marvelous, so awesome, till our breath is taken. It's what happened to John on the Isle of Patmos when he turned to see the Lord. It's what happened to the Queen of Sheba in 1 Kings 10 when she saw Solomon in all of his splendor. You and I are about to be brought into the presence of God, and it's going to be breathtaking. We're going to be still and know that God is God. Daniel 2, it says, Daniel, it says in 11:32b, it says, "But the people that do know their God will do great exploits." That's what's going to happen. We're going to know God in a deeper, fuller dimension, and we're going to move out with His authority. And that's what we need. We need to be anointed with that authority that comes from heaven, and it's available to us. This year, it's Psalms. The Bible says this. The Bible says, this is a time to ask. John 16:24, it says, "Up until this moment, you've not asked. Ask now and you'll receive what you're asking so that your heart will be happy." And I said, why now? Because we're in a season of favor. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Behold, this is an acceptable time. This is a time of His favor. There's never been an opportunity to approach His throne like now." I wouldn't believe it if it wasn't in this Bible. He says, if you'll follow me, love me, live for me, I will give you unfettered access to my presence.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
We can come bold into the throne of God. We don't have to come timid. We can come bold with pure hearts.
Yeah, and I love, Bobby, in Hebrews 12, where the writer of Hebrews says, you've already come to Mount Zion.
Yeah.
You have come to myriads of angels. Yeah. You have come to the Godhead. You have come to all this realm. But He invites us to enter another portion. In Hebrews, He says, come boldly before that throne. Yeah. In Hebrews 12, He says, you have access through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is for every believer.
Every one of
He didn't leave one of us out. We can step into that realm. So that's, you know, it's the realm of His presence.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Revelation 4:1 says, "And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was standing open in heaven." There is an open door.
Yes.
There's access to God. There's some verses in the Bible, I would never believe them if they wasn't in the Bible. John 14:12, "These works that I do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." That's unbelievable, but it's really true. God would not have said it if He didn't mean it. The very same works Jesus did, you and I are to do.
Amen.
So we need the same anointing He received, and that's available to us.
Right.
I'll tell you, Acts 10:38 said, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power." Did you know there's not one single miracle recorded in the New Testament that Jesus did until He was anointed with this Holy Ghost power? Every miracle He did not as the Son of God, but a man anointed of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you guys, this Holy Spirit anointing is for each one of us. I'm telling you, it's available to us. And people go, well, how do you maintain a relationship with God? Here's what I do. When I get up in the morning, I say, "Holy Ghost, these are not my hands, they're yours." See, the Holy Ghost has no hands till you give Him yours. Holy Ghost has no lips till you give Him yours. And I'm telling you, He'll take everything you offer. And when He takes them, they're worthwhile. They're worth something, aren't they?
I had someone post on my Facebook not long ago. They were saying, you know, why doesn't God move on this? And why doesn't God move on that? And why are these children suffering? Yeah. And, you know, what kind of God is this?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, God gave the earth into our hands, and He gave us His authority. He gave us His power, and He's redeemed back for us that place that was given when He first created us, and put the world, put the whole earth in our hands to steward.
Yeah.
And so it is our mandate from God and our blessing from God to be able to execute that authority.
Yeah.
So this is awesome, Bobby. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back. I have a word for someone who you are spiritually frustrated because you believe the Bible and you believe that all these promises are for you and you have contended for them. You've even gone into fasting and prayer. In fact, you went on a 40-day fast to press into God, but you were disillusioned because at the end of that fast, you didn't sense anything happen. And so you just... you haven't set yourself up to believe anymore. You said, I'm not going to go for that. It's too hard to believe and to not see the outcome. But the Lord says you will see your outcome because it is impossible to sow into the Spirit without reaping that which you have sown. And the Lord says, just cast down your discouragement, cast down that frustration, and just start to praise Him, start to believe Him, to embrace Him, because those very things that you were contending for are going to be realized. So start praising, and praise is going to be a key for you. Remember all that seed during that 40-day fast and other times when you were believing the word and getting excited about it, all that seed is still alive. It's alive right now. It's in the heavens, ready to be poured back out upon you. So ask the Lord to forgive you for your unbelief, for your discouragement, for your frustration. Put that under the blood and get back up there with expectation and praise in His presence, because everything that you contended for is going to be made alive in your life.
Good. That's so wonderful. I see a young boy. I see a family and a young boy. His nickname is JJ, and he was named after his grandfather. But you just received a word from a doctor concerning JJ about a speech impediment. And the doctor said a very negative thing, said he'll never be able to speak correctly. That's not true. God is going to release his speaking ability, and he'll be able to articulate his words. There'll be no problem at all with his speech. So JJ is 4 years old. I believe he's going to be 5 in March. But by the time of his next birthday, he'll be speaking very plain. There'll be no impediment at all. So Lord, I give you praise for that. I thank you that you will loose his tongue and he'll be able to speak your wonderful words. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' wonderful name.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And remember this prophetic word of all prophetic words is that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.